It's Here and Now. I'm Robin Young at NPR in New York. About 2 hours north of here, Troy, in the Albany Capital Region, a place that's close to many a heart. James Fenimore Cooper's Last of the Mohicans was set there. But it also loomed large in my family. My mom was from Amsterdam. Her dad worked for Mohawk Rugs. He used to be in a billboard right outside Troy. But then industry left. A terrible sadness settled over the region and stayed. We heard, though, that Troy was recently undergoing a renaissance. So this past weekend, I drove up. Entering Troy from the south produced an old sinking feeling. An abandoned factory sits on contaminated brownfield land along the river. And while even the modest homes in South Troy are special, little brick and stone jewels, they look neglected. It doesn't seem like the vaunted downtown revival has reached here. But then we go into Little Nicky's Pizzeria. Outside, it's a typical storefront. Inside, a colorful chalkboard menu that could be in Harvard Square. Chicken wings sizzle. Hard at work at the hot ovens, a family, Dad, Mom Andrea, and Nicky's brother Chris, all volunteering to try to make a go of it, inspired in part by the downtown movement. Here's Chris.
Well, from what I've seen is, you know, what was it called? The Rust Belt this was part of? Yeah, just all these worn down buildings, all these old factories that have just been shut down for a long, long time. It's not pretty to see, but there's been pushes there. You see that they want to revitalize it. It just needs some cleaning up. And
instead of tearing them down, to put up new ones. It's sad to see. It's sad to see the buildings wearing down, and people just don't care.
Well, I see your son, Chris. You're here. I mean, you're working at the pizza place. Do you plan on staying here?
Yeah, I do plan on staying here because I always want to get this business to succeed. We put a lot of money into it. And
we're trying to revitalize.
We've cleaned this place up a bit, this building.
You sound like the future that the people in downtown are hoping for.
Yeah. We just need more people who's going to work in this community, not just wallow in apathy, really. Saying, yeah, this is how it is, how it's going to stay. Why not work to make it better?
I'm proud of him. The younger generation has to want to have that heart.
Is there a candidate saying something you want to hear? Is there...
I have not heard anything from anybody that has swayed me either way.
A lot of candidates are saying exactly what people want to hear. Each one has said they're all for small business and stuff, but I'm not too sure who is going to do what yet. Just waiting to see. But even then, you should probably focus more on local elections for stuff like that.
This is something we heard a lot in Troy. The city is in trouble financially. A state audit found previous officials used up rainy day funds. This winter, a water main burst. There's no money to fix it. Troy has a low tax base. A quarter of the people are living in poverty, and yet they have the highest rates in the region. People here want better off towns to share the burden. But Troy has glorious bones, old buildings that are now being turned into coffee shops like the Spill and the Beans.
You don't get fruit. I give you some strawberries.
And think tanks filled with graduates of RPI, Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, which overlooks downtown. At Tech Valley Center of Gravity, a sprawling incubator, I get a demonstration of a 3D printer. So it is cutting out the form?
Right now, it just went through its homing sequence, home, and now it's starting its build.
Downtown Troy is simply stunning. I wish my late mom could see it. At Market Blocks Books, I met up with manager Stanley Hadsell and Jean Bunnell, an urban planning professor emeritus at the University of Albany. We settled on a couch in a reading corner, and I started by asking Professor Bunnell about those buildings.
The architecture, the intact urban fabric here is something that, unlike most other cities.
Such a character to it, such a backbone to it. How would you describe it?
Well, it was Victorian architecture, primarily beautiful stonework. Steel was incorporated into the exteriors. Very elaborate, multicolored. Every building is its own kind of work of art.
Stanley, I'm looking at this gorgeous brick arch in your bookstore, and the ceiling looks to be...
It's a tin ceiling.
I mean, this is a stunning room.
It is a great space.
But it's been many things, from shoe store to jewelry store. You ask anyone who grew up here, and they'll tell you what they came shopping in this area for.
Well, that's part of what's happened to Troy, is that things pass through. I was so conscious, because of my background, of how the rug industry left. I was stunned to realize it was steel.
This was the Pittsburgh before there was Pittsburgh. They had the first Bessemer converter furnace. Iron ore and coal would be brought on the Erie Canal, and they had this huge ironworks, and the steel then was shipped down the Hudson River. When railroads came, it became easier to move iron ore around, and it was more economical to be closer to the iron ore in the Midwest. So that's when Pittsburgh really developed. It was also a textile manufacturing. They manufactured collars and cuffs, and arrow shirts were manufactured here. This was one of the most prosperous cities in not only New York State, but in the entire country.
On one side, I had the grandfather who was with Mohawk Rugs. The other side, a grandfather who designed shirts for Arrow. It was the collar capital.
This is the collar city, and the air was pretty dirty. And if you went to work and you had a white shirt, your collar got pretty dirty, and a very inventive woman decided that, well, why don't we just have these detachable collars, and we'll just replace the collar, and you're good to go.
So we see the prosperity in the buildings. You know, the bones are still here. What has to happen to bring it back? What do people here need to hear from politicians, for instance, to bring this place back?
Well, actually, the Troy's downtown is coming back. There are young entrepreneurs, people who are in software development, technology. They want to live in an authentic place.
I love how you put it, a city that's maintaining her dignity.
This is an authentic place. Vic Christopher is one of the people who has bought buildings. He started a wine. He did the Lucas Confectionery. He restored a building that was in deplorable condition, and he came from Brooklyn. And he calls Troy, he talks about it as Little Brooklyn. And for people who are now being pushed out of Brooklyn by increasing rents and gentrification, he's kind of selling that.
Well, Stanley, you love it here, but you came from Albany. What drew you?
The building. I saw the building and I said, oh, we've got to have this shop here.
I get that, because I drive into Troy and my heart, it just tugs at my heart.
It soars. And you know, when we first opened, there wasn't a lot going on in Troy. Several years later, the New York Times wrote a piece about Troy, and they said, experience something remarkable, go to Troy, but the only souvenirs are pictures of the architecture. And there's this constant flood of people from New York City saying, this place looks like Brooklyn. This reminds me of Brooklyn. This reminds me of downstate. Mm. And once that started happening, we started seeing people moving in.
But you have to have, don't you have to have industry? I mean, everybody can't be in think tanks or...
Small business development really is the way in which economies grow. It isn't, I think this idea that you do it by paying a lot of bucks to get a big company to come and move to your place and take it away from someone, that doesn't happen. It happens by nurturing business development within the community and the regions.
But what about the people who are struggling? What do the people do who used to be the steel workers?
We have gone through a period of deindustrialization. And I grew up in Buffalo, and that was a steel-making center. These industries are gone. So what's happening in Buffalo? Well, Solar City, that's gotten a lot of money from Empire State Development. This is an issue of state and national policy.
It's interesting because we have this big external thing going on, which is the presidential campaign. But it sounds to me like, for a town like Troy, it's more internal. You're nodding.
The renaissance is being brought from the bottom up.
How does the presidential campaign intersect with all of this?
Yeah, I don't think about the presidential election affecting Troy. I just don't. And what Troy has is this enthusiasm that has not died despite decades. I have 60, 70-year-old customers who come in and talk about what it was like when they were kids in Troy. Here's the reality. In this little shop, people from all over the world have walked through here, and they wanted to talk about the downtown architecture. And most people don't know that happens in Troy. They see the beautiful downtown, or they see, you know, North Troy or South Troy. I live in South Troy. And they see what a wreck it is. But those of us who live here don't see that. We see the city that we have fallen in love with.
There are cultural touchstones, too. And many people might be thinking Ironweed. William Kennedy's writing about the couple that was right. Just lost. And they were sort of the symbols of this area.
And those ghosts still haunt us today. I mean, those homeless people who are still walking the streets of Troy are those characters in a William Kennedy novel, but they're real.
Kurt Vonnegut wrote a number of his books here in Troy and made reference to Troy, but he called it Ilium.
So you live with the ghosts. I mean, the ghosts
right.
are still here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Ghosts among us. people, most important, but also buildings and memories. This is music from the score for Ironweed. I can't recommend the book and film starring Meryl Streep enough. In fact, when you come visit upstate, bring all of William Kennedy's upstate New York-based books or the books of Kurt Vonnegut or James Fenimore Cooper. Take them with you to Cooperstown to see the Baseball Hall of Fame. Of course, buy your books locally. We recommend Market Block Books in Troy. We spoke with manager Stanley Hadsell and Professor Jean Bunnell, urban planning professor emeritus at the University of New York at Albany. And grab a slice, fantastic, at Little Nicky's Pizzeria in South Troy. We spoke with Chris and Andrea Burt.